So typically our recruitment process is in September. That's when a lot of our recruitment happens. Having said that, we're always looking for good talent throughout the year. But if I was going to say our two major intakes would be September, October timeframe when we do come on campus and come to the various career fairs across the country. And then in January, February for the odd summer opportunities that do come up. However, having said that, if you visit our website, there are opportunities all the time, so we're always looking for good people. The process really generally is that you would apply, there would be a series of interviews. In some cases, in some roles, there would be some what we refer to as psychometric testing, basically just personality tests. But for the most part, again, it's a lot to do with the interviews. As I said, in some roles, again, there would be some specific maybe assignments or maybe some testing, but other than that. And general advice is just, take your time when doing the application, do the networking, make sure that there are no mistakes in the application, and practice your interview skills as well. Use the Career Center to do that so that when you come in and get that opportunity, you can be successful.
All right, so Honda Canada Finance, as well as Honda in general, we're very big on internal development, so friends or family may know work for dealerships or the corporate offices, great place to start there. Secondly, we do have our own career website, so you can visit honda.ca and search for opportunities there. It includes anywhere from our manufacturing to our corporate to dealerships to finance. And how the recruitment process works is one of our NHR representatives, such as myself, will review your resume. If we like what we see, we'll make a call, ask you a few preliminary questions about your background and what motivated you to apply. We would then schedule a one-hour interview, and it's not really that complicated. Interviewing is really to get it's a meet and greet, but I mean it's also for various other reasons to see if you have the skills necessary to do the job. But we ask general questions in a STAR format, so you probably hear that term a lot, but it's basically giving your own experience. What are the actions that you undertook in the results? We would interview approximately 10, maybe. To 10 to 12 people per position, if we're lucky, and we would then make a decision. We would do a background check, and then an offer is made. So it's not a very complicated process, and it's not very intimidating at all. And typically, it's an HR rep and a manager who interviews, so it's not too difficult.
How most consultants come on board in terms of my division are through conversations that are initially had with myself. So again, I do a number of these sessions, do a number of booths, and what I do is I obviously talk to individuals like yourself, and then from there, take your resume, and then go over that resume with my assistant, Jennifer. From there, Jennifer will give you a call, and again, I've already made a couple of notes based on our conversation, but she will also make some notes on the conversation she has with you. From there, I'll sit down with her and also my recruiting coordinator, Richie, and then we will decide whether we want to invite that individual to not a training session, but more of a career session where you can find out more about the opportunity. Then from there, we will schedule interviews, and the interview will be with myself, and then you'll have another interview with myself. That is basically a selection period there where I'm really taking a look at you and figuring out whether you're qualified to meet with our regional director. From there, you'll have that final interview with our regional director, Ermos, and then he will decide whether or not that individual is qualified to be hired. And again, it's very simple. We try and make it as straightforward as possible. But like I was saying before, a lot of it stems from the conversations I have. Very rarely do I get resumes coming in via email. A lot of it is based on the conversations I have with people like yourself.
In government, we're a little different. With respect to contract positions, when you're calling someone up for a short-term assignment, that's just your initiative to strike a relationship with different managers. When it comes to a permanent position, because we're a unionized environment, we have to demonstrate our objectivity. So we lay out the process and we try to make it as objective as possible, which means when there's a job ad, and they ask for a skill, in your cover letter and your resume, mention that you have that skill because you've done X. You know, you've got research skills because you've done Y. You have interpersonal skills because you managed something. So you have to not just say it, it's important to say it, you have to demonstrate. How did you attain, or how did you demonstrate that skill? Then, if you do get an interview, again, we try to make it, by the way, So with the job ads, the people who have mentioned and have matched the job ad most accurately, they get scored. And the people with the highest score gets interviewed. That's how we do it. So it's not about feeling, it's not about rapport at that time, it's about your qualifications. And we can only judge what you write down. Then when you move to the interview process, it's a panel. So you're not being biased by any one manager. You'll have two or three managers on the panel. That can be intimidating. But the reason for that is to keep it objective. So you have three people scoring. And they don't even maintain eye contact with you because they're busy writing down your answer, because they will score what you say. And so again, the people with the highest score are the ones that are shortlisted. So they try to make it as objective as possible, and there are pros and cons to that. I'm not saying it's a foolproof process, but that's the way we approach it.